Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Beyonce, you look like Luther Vandross.
Oh, but make it fashion.
But you ain't heard that from me.
Fierce.
Call.
Can't stop.
You see, when you do clownery, the clown comes back to bite.
I ain't gonna sleep because of y'all.
It's Britney, bitch.
Y'all not gonna get
we
no sleep because of
you.
Me.
But
Who said that?
Welcome to Back Issue,
a podcast that revisits formative things, people, and moments that we miss and that changed us.
This week, a little something special, a little something extra, our year in review. Let's look back at 2021.
I'm Tracy Clayton.
And I think I'm Josh Gwynn.
Can we get a fact checker on that, please?
If everyone's making music for the TikTok, who's making the music for my generation? Who's making the music for my peers? I will do that job gladly.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, conservatorship has got to go.
Georgia Siwa, could you please come see my daughter on Christmas?
Hey, Trace.
Hi, Hoshua.
Can you believe it's really the end of 2021?
Honestly, yes, but also no, but also yes, but no. Like, nothing has made sense at all, but it also seems like we just launched season 2 yesterday.
Like, what is time? What is it?
I believe time is an old Norse word that means sheep's penis.
Wait.
I don't know. I don't know. Probably some raggedy heifer out here running around. Who knows what time is?
I mean, I feel like that definition is as valid as any. Mm-hmm. And speaking of time, I feel like you and I should do a little time traveling back together. Back to the distant past, because 2021 felt like a decade.
Absolutely.
So everyone is like knee deep in these year-end lists where they look back at like their favorite things, mm-hmm. which I feel like this year is an especially hard challenge to pick out the good parts.
Yes.
So shout out to all of y'all for looking at the, you know, glass half full. See, I'm not even used to thinking of things in that way. And even though we are on break after season 2, mm-hmm. in proper Back Issue fashion, we wanted to pop back in to make our own curation of formative pop culture moments that happened this year and add a little game twist.
Yeah.
You know, a little something extra, giving him something that he can feel.
Oh,
extra credit.
To let him know this year is over.
Thank God.
No, I like this idea. It's kind of like if we must look back at 2021. Let it be a game, Lord,
you know.
Please.
It's the only way my body will be able to handle it.
Right, it's the only way, but Can I tell you something?
What?
I don't even know what happened in 2021 because everything was a blur. I still think that the 90s were 10 years ago anyway. I don't know what is happening right now.
I hate it. I hate it when they're like, that was 30 years ago. I was like, Lord Jesus.
Right. Keep it to yourself. Gigi. Keep it to yourself.
I feel that even more this year. So what if we play a game and we call it, was that this year?
I feel like that's the only title that a game about the past year.
It's all I've been saying all year.
That's the only thing you could call it. I love it. I'm with it.
So basically, you and I are going to pick a couple pop culture moments that happened this year and some moments that didn't happen this year.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be four different categories: the internet, television, music, and pop culture. And you and I will have to guess which ones happened this year and which ones did not. Does that make sense?
It did, but I'm going to lose because I don't even know. But it does make sense. How about you start?
Okay. Round one, the internet. Dun, dun, dun.
Uh-oh.
Let's start with a little rapid fire moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to list a bunch of things upon the internet. And I want you to guess each one individually if it happened this year or some other year.
I'll do my best. Do I get a phone a friend? Can I poll the audience? Okay, I'm ready.
All right. The milk crate challenge, the era of the internet in which people were setting milk crates into a pyramid and then walking across them like my girl that we see every end of the year.
She's just trying to get away from the negativity of fake friends.
They were trying to get over the milk crates.
Well, they got it too.
Okay, so now I have to guess what year that happened.
Mm-hmm. Was that this year or another year?
I feel like it was this year, only because I remember, you know, that account, guy with a sign or dude with a sign or whatever on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
There was a picture of him holding up a sign that says, where y'all getting all these milk crates from?
Y'all stealing them.
Right. And I feel like that picture happened this year, which means that the milk crate challenge also must have happened this year.
You're right.
Yay! Shout out to the internet.
Okay, next one. This is a moment that people have taken from Megan Thee Stallion, in which they do like really normal things, mm-hmm. but they look into the camera and say,
I can't talk right now. I'm doing hot girl Fuck being
good, I'm a bad bitch. The funny part is that they're like usually like, you know, cleaning their toilet after this or something.
Right, right. I did once upon a time on my Instagram stories say, I can't talk right now, I'm doing hot girl shit, and I was crocheting. But what year did that happen? So, 2020?
You're right.
Hey, that was a complete guess.
Okay, next one. Keep it rapid fire. Some of the kids on TikTok got together and created Ratatouille the musical, in which they uh-huh. make songs and then sing them as duets and like as trios and quartets.
Uh-huh.
And then they actually performed it on the internet and Titus Burgess was in it. I praise you, oh Ratatouille, may the
world remember your name. When the hell did this happen? Well, I guess that's the point of the game, huh? I'm a guess 2020. Final answer.
Uh-oh. Come on, Detective Tracy.
Context clues. English major.
Come okay, a couple more of the rapid fire.
Okay, I'm ready.
The silhouette challenge. This was a challenge in which people stood in a doorway and that Doja Cat song played.
Mm-hmm. Like you.
Yes. And then all of a sudden there would be like a red light over them and you would just see them in silhouette doing adult things. Put your head on my shoulder.
Love that Doja Cat song. I want to say that that song, this could have been 3 years ago. I feel like it happened for so long. I'm going to say 2021.
Yes, it happened in January of 2021. Okay, next one. We only got a couple more. I want to say disgruntled Bernie Sanders, but like, when is he not disgruntled?
Fair.
But this one time he was disgruntled, he's sitting in a lawn chair with mittens.
Right, right, right. This was during the inauguration? Wow, when did that happen? Oh my God. Oh my God. 2022? That don't make sense. 2020? 2020 final answer. Is that when he took office? What was that sound?
I don't know. It was like me being like, no. It happened in 2021. That was this year.
I feel like that's the most embarrassing one to get wrong. Okay, next one.
So legendary Adele did an interview in which she said that she does not make music for TikTok. TikTok said, I bet they superimposed Meg doing the choreography for Body onto Adele's Water Under the Bridge.
Wow.
And gave her a verse. Look at how I'm body set. Ate it
up and gave it back. Make it look good, but they still want to know we're making it. Wow, what? I missed this. I'm going to guess 2021.
Yeah.
Yay.
I hope they do something like at a live show or something. Like, just bring Meg out.
They should. Just bring Meg out for everybody's everything.
You did so good.
Not bad.
Yeah, 4 out of 5. I think that deserves the point.
Yay. Okay. My turn. I wanted to start with a little bit of violence, if that's okay.
Okay.
So, which happened this year, right? Eladia Baldwin being outed for pretending to be from Spain.
Uh-huh.
Or Trick Daddy proclaiming that he gets, quote, ate at.
Tracy.
On the Drink Champs podcast. To quote specifically.
Let me
question that.
Wait, what?
I get ate at. Listen, man. Check this out.
All right, Trick, you don't have your legs in the air, though.
It depends.
So for those who cannot translate, he was talking about having the salad tossed.
The booty eating like groceries.
Yeah. Which I just want to say absolutely nothing wrong with that. No matter your gender makeup, your identity. It's the fact that it's Trick Daddy that had everybody like, oh my God, what is happening?
Right.
Which happened this year.
I feel like it was the Trick Daddy thing.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I remember people just cracking up on the internet.
Mm-hmm. So your final answer is 2021?
Mm-hmm.
You are correct.
What?
Ding, 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 ding.
Hey.
Can I just share with you why I'm always going to remember this moment until the day that I die, no matter
why?
How senile I get? Because there was a tweet that somebody tweeted on the Twitter.
Okay.
Something to the effect of, Trick Daddy looks like he's full of hemorrhoids. I'm not done. It gets worse. It gets
Tracy.
So much worse. It gets so much worse. I would like to apologize in advance. But if you like your peanut butter crunchy,
stop.
Who are me to judge? Is that not the worst shit you've heard in your life? It was too good, and I'm going to be upset forever.
Yikes.
But congrats on the point.
Thanks.
On the point. Okay, round two, television, as Eladia would say.
Stop.
So I got some big screen moments, and I got some small screen moments that you're going to really, really have to think back for.
Okay.
And they're going to be about Black girl wins that...
I love it.
Will now forever be timeless. I mean, I felt like we needed a pick-me-up after the crunchy peanut butter that just happened. Which of the following iconic moments happened in 2021? Doja Cat hosts the AMAs. Tisha and Tashina host the Soul Train Awards for the 4th year in a row. Or Cardi B hosts the VMAs.
So Cardi B, I remember coming out talking about... JoJo Siwa, come to my child's birthday party. Y'all's booking fees ain't big enough as JoJo Siwa.
She stayed booked it busy.
Doja Cat, I remember because she did this performance where she was like a planet. She was floating above the audience and she had this mm-hmm. light going around her like she was Saturn. It mm-hmm. was just visually striking.
Yes.
The only one that kind of makes me feel like it could have possibly not happened is mm-hmm. Tisha and Tashina, because I feel like it could have been the 5th year or it could have been the 3rd year. Don't they host it every year? I'm going to say all of these happened in 2021.
You are absolutely right.
Ah!
Yay! Black Girls was hosting all of the black shows, and it just made my heart so happy because they all killed it.
They really did.
They all did such a good job. Of course, Tisha and Tashina kill it every year.
That should just be like a job that they have.
In perpetuity.
like you know? How MC Light is just up in the sky
yes.
announcing stuff. Tisha and Tashina need to be the hosts, and they have to open with a musical number.
Every time.
Okay, which one of these happened this year? We found out that Condolences and Lawrence were having a baby on Insecure.
Condolences.
Or the Meghan Markle interview with Oprah Winfrey.
Were you silent or were you silenced?
Child. I feel like all of those Oprah GIFs and memes have been with us for at least the last 5 years. I'm going to say that the interview with Oprah happened this year.
Are you right or are you right?
Sound like I'm right.
I love the fact that Oprah had this huge platform where she had this show and it was just like a machine. Interview after interview after interview. And now she's at the point where she's like, no, just call me for the big stuff.
Exactly. I'm not getting out of bed for less than the royals at this point in my career.
Right.
It was a good interview, of course. Who are me to be here judging Oprah and her interview skills? But I want to know so bad
who it was.
Worried about that baby. Yeah, about the baby being too dark. Mm-hmm. I need some names.
So the score is...
If I don't win, this whole thing was rigged. It's a sham.
Me, 100%. You, 86%.
That's cute. That's real cute. That's extra cute. Okay. Who's going next? Me, you, me, you, beans, greens.
I think you should go next, but we should take a break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, music. I feel like it is absolutely impossible to talk about music and this year and or last year or the year before without talking about the Versus battles.
You know, Versus is this weird thing that at the beginning of the Panasonic, I was like, this is great. And then as it kept going, I was like, why are there people at the Versus? Isn't that the whole point of
this? Wow, I never noticed that.
So that we could enjoy it at home? What is going on?
Without a crowd indoors with no masks on?
I still love it, though.
That's a good point. So, I'm going to quiz you on your knowledge of Versus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which one happened in the year 2021? Was it D'Angelo and Friends, a.k.a. my husband and just his friends? Like, it wasn't like, it wasn't Versus anybody. He was just like, I'm going to come up here.
Opposite of Versus.
I'm going to sing along with the song and the backing track. Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna love it. And you know what? I did.
I didn't hate it.
So was it that or was it Alicia Keys and John Legend?
That's a lot of pianos.
That's a lot of piano.
I didn't know that the Alicia Keys and John Legend one happened. I know that the D'Angelo one happened and I feel like I watched part of it, but I really can't remember when the hell that happened.
Someone looks stumped. Oh my.
I'm gonna go with Alicia Keys and John Legend happened this year.
Wrong. No.
Oh.
It was D'Angelo and all of his friends.
Really?
Yes.
Were there people at the Alicia Keys and John Legend one?
You know what? I did not see it. And I also did not know that it happened until I was preparing for this game. But here's the story. First, I was going to say D'Angelo or Brandy versus Monica. But I was like, there's no way Josh doesn't know what year.
That was
Brandy
last
versus
year.
Monica. See, exactly.
Because so I figured like, Monica and that dance she was doing in that outfit, it was so good.
Yes. Yay! Josh lost the thing. Feels almost as good as when I win a thing. All right.
Oh my God. I was about to say, what a way to frame it.
Mm-hmm.
For my music pick, I'm going to go with the moment that Lil Nas X had that whole Satan Nike fiasco where he put the blood in the sneakers and then got sued by Nike because they were like, hold up, we ain't Satan could do all that.
I didn't know he got sued.
Or Adele and her Bantu Knots.
I feel like I remember the day that I saw Adele and her Bantu Knots, and I am not over it yet. It was... It was the bikini. It was the knots. It was the awkward smile of the picture. Pretty sure that happened last year. And I feel like Lil Nas X, was he as controversial last year as he is this year? I don't know. I'm going to say Lil Nas got sued by Satan Nikes this year. Final answer.
Yep.
Hey!
Adele said that her hair hasn't recovered from that.
Sorry, what do you
that
mean?
That the Bantu knots ripped her hair out. She had no business wearing them.
You know what? That was the ancestors that came for your roots, girl.
Right. She said that she usually doesn't have her password to social media. And the one time that she signed in with her password because her team gave her her password mm-hmm. was to post that picture. And she has not been back in.
Honey.
Oh, Adele.
Before we continue, I would just like to update everyone on the score you know, because last time I wasn't doing great. I was kind of down bad. I've actually improved. I'm now at an 88%. Not too bad. I'm just saying. And it looks like Josh has gone down to an 83. Ooh.
You know what?
You're going to get put on punishment. You're going to get put on the punishment.
You are so competitive, and it is so funny.
I know. I don't know where it comes from.
I'm going to get you, though. We got one more round.
Okay.
And it's about general pop culture.
All right.
So you know how, like, the kids are obsessed with Y2K?
Yeah, and it's so confusing. I seen some butterfly hair clips the other day on Instagram, unironically, and I just looked at it.
I swear if I see a marquee belt, it's over.
It's coming back. They gonna be back.
If there's an electronic name scrolling across your belt, I'm done. I'm moving to Montana. So, speaking of Y2K, which one of these things happened this year?
Okay.
Britney Spears officially got out of her conservatorship.
Mm-hmm.
Paris Hilton got married.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Lohan got cast in a Netflix holiday rom-com where she plays a spoiled heiress with amnesia.
Wow, I've got some questions about the last one. What? See, I want to love holiday rom-coms, but they just be so... Why she got amnesia? You know what? That's another episode. All of these happened this year.
Yes!
Let me tell you how I know. I saw an old picture of Britney, Paris, and Lindsay in a car, like, from back in the 2000s. You know what I'm talking about? And everybody yes. was like, they're back.
Do you remember they called that the Bimbo Summit?
And then someone sent me this Nylon Magazine article by Joyce Saha. And the title of it was Paris, Britney, and Lindsay, the Triumph of the Bimbo Summit. 15 years after the infamous Bimbo Summit, Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, and Lindsay Lohan are reclaiming their narratives.
Back in the day, Paris Hilton talked about that picture and said that actually her and Britney Spears were hanging out, but that Lindsay Lohan just, like, jumped in the car even though there wasn't room.
What?
You all went out for a night.
Well, Britney and I went out for the night.
You and Britney went out for the night. And then did Lindsay, like, kind of crash, or she was just around and she...
Yeah, she totally party crashed. Like, we were all at the Beverly Hills Hotel at the bungalows, and we were in an after party, and then Brittany and I wanted to leave to go home.
Right.
You're and like, then incoming. She started, like, chasing us.
Lindsay did.
Yes, yeah. And then squeezed in the car. It was literally a two-seater.
They didn't have the doors locked. I'm sorry.
And then everybody caught them.
Wow. Okay, so this is about music, but also about love.
Dude.
There have been some reunions, let's say, of famous couples in the news, okay. in the music industry, which okay. happened this year. Was it the resurgence of mm-hmm. J-Lo and Ben Affleck? Or was it the reconnecting, however brief, of Saweetie and Quavo?
They reconnect?
Right?
I just remember him writing that Instagram post where he was like, you weren't the girl that I thought you were, or something like that. And I was like,
Child, that would have been it for me.
I know the J-Lo Ben Affleck stuff happened this year because I was fascinated. That was performance art.
That is correct.
J-Lo shows up. She knows what you want to see.
And she serves it up on a platter.
I'm going to go with that one.
Okay, you're absolutely correct. But
is the other one right, too? Because if it
yes.
is, I'm not.
Well, it is.
You are so annoying.
So, according to what the internet had told me, is that they were quietly, this is in quotation marks, quietly spending time together in New York
5 months after they split. And this was in August of 2021. Who knew? I know. I mean, I don't know.
Child. I need citations.
This is from HollywoodLife.com.
Girl. This is how we ended up at this place in the beginning.
Okay, so that brings us to the end of our to the death competition. I mean, our friendly quiz. That's what I meant to say.
You said the quiet part out loud first, Chase.
Oops. I'm working on that. Final score. Can we get a drum roll, please? Josh comes in at a very, very impressive 86%. Good job. Was that a solid B?
I'm so triggered right now.
Same. Very impressive showing. Turns out that Tracy comes in with an 89%, which is still a B, but it's a better B. So I won!
Congrats, friend. Congrats.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Trace.
You know what time it is. Everybody listening knows what time it is. We have been talking about the blurry past, and in the spirit of Tyra V. Banks, did we
learn something from this?
This year was hard. I don't know if it was hard for you, but it was hard for me.
Oh, it's still hard. Okay. First of all, let's not talk about it. That, don't talk about it like it's not still in the house.
Wait,
right
did
now.
You see that tweet of somebody be like, post-pandemic, this is happening or something? And everyone was like, post what?
Post-pandemic? Where?
When is that?
Where are they doing that?
The energy of we're past it is a little disorienting. But yes. I do feel really surprised by myself that I'm able to, like, you know, do things that I'm doing and maintain the way that I've been able to maintain. A lot of times when you get really tired or stressed out, everything seems so overwhelming.
Yes.
Then when you're able to do something, it feels like the biggest win.
Oh, yes. You were singing the song of my people right now. Like, the fact that you and I are talking right now is victory of all victories.
Yeah.
We are surviving several things at once.
I'm a survivor. It reminds me of that clip of Whitney Houston when she was talking about Destiny's
Child.
At
the microphone.
I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. What? What? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My God.
Yes, yes. And I mean, that's how we should all feel, even when it's hard. Like, us individually and all of the people that we've been talking about in this episode, like, we are all in the same battles and the same wars and the same fights, and we have got to learn how to show ourselves some grace.
That being said, what are your hopes, dreams, and manifestations for next year?
Okay, I have two big ones.
Okay.
Number one, I absolutely have to marry Andre 3000. Tomorrow's not promised. We running out of time, boo. Listen, look, I know you busy running around playing the flute places and airports and stuff. Just take a little detour to Brooklyn. Scoop me up. I'll learn how to play a flute. We can do it together. Second, possibly more realistic, I don't know. I really need dark-haired Beyonce back. I think she's the only person that can save us.
Dark-haired Beyoncé is like, it's like in case of emergency, break glass.
Yes, absolutely. What about you?
I want balance.
So you're going for like real life shit.
I know. I feel like so
I
heavy. I feel so heavy now.
No, that's real. That's real though. Go ahead.
I would love the ability to go hard and go rest and go nap and go to the gym and go, like, you know, all things in moderation.
Mm-hmm. Including
moderation. Balance.
Yes.
Another thing that I hope continues is my ability to take in new information. have been able to watch TV.
What does that feel like?
It's amazing. It's great. There's so much good television. Like, did you know this?
No.
I didn't know. I was on the Squid Game with everybody else. Mm-hmm. I recently watched The Sex Lives of College Girls. Sherry Shepherd, friend to the show, plays a senator. I just watched Harlem with Megan Good.
I hear so much good about Harlem.
It's so cute. I want P-Valley to come back. I just am excited with my brain being like, okay, new stories, new things. It's a really good feeling.
Yeah. I want us all to practice letting go of things that don't serve us anymore. Child, whether that's a job, whether it's a person, whether it's people, whether it's whatever it is, man, I am struggling with this right now. But a thing that I have learned is no matter how much it hurts having to do it, it's always worth it.
Mm.
It is always worth it. It's short-term pain for long-term peace. And we deserve it.
I deserve it.
You deserve it. My enemies, I don't know if they deserve it, but you know what I'm saying. So that's what I want and wish for us all. And for you, Josh. Aww. You are such a big part of my life. And just
you
like
too,
a support.
Friend.
Oh, always be worried about you, know what I'm saying?
And because of that, I think we should go back to our break.
I think you're right. I think it's time to go. Issue was a production of Pineapple Street Studios.
This show was created and is hosted by Tracy Clayton.
That's me, that's me. And also Josh Gwynn.
Also me.
Our senior producers are Josh Gwynn, again, and Emmanuel Hapsis.
Our managing producer is John Asante.
Our senior editor is Leela Day.
Our associate producers are Alexis Moore, Zandra Ellen, and Brianna Garrett. Our executive producers are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Max Linsky. Our intern is Arlene Arevalo. Our engineers are Raj Makija and Davey Sumner.
This show also features music by Don Will. You can follow him on all the socials at Don Will. You can follow me on most of the socials at Broken McPoverty.
And you can follow me at Regarding Josh. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you get free podcasts.
Five stars.
Tell everyone about us. It really helps.
Yeah. Friends, family, enemies. Tell everybody.
I'll see you next year.
We will see you next year. Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go take that in, child.
Bye.
Also, Pond the Internet is my favorite Rihanna song.
Run, 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 everybody move, run.